On the first part of our morning show today, Rose Welsh is here, elder benefit specialist for Richland County, and it's a very timely visit. You come every year, Rose.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, we have open enrollment is coming up just starting next Wednesday, October 15th. So people will have a chance to start reviewing their insurance plans. They should have already been receiving letters from their insurance companies. It's called the annual notice of change. Those letters should be reaching our customers soon if they haven't gotten them already. And those would tell people what changes they can expect.
And with the current policy, does that go until the end of the year then, Rose?
So people who, their plan is still going to be around for next year. Their plans will continue till December 31st. And then whatever they pick will be what they pick up for January of 2026. So
you come in this morning with, we'll start off with not such good news and maybe end with a positive note, but it sounds like some of the companies are kind of cutting down a little bit in who they cover, aren't they?
They are. So a lot of our customers got letters over the weekend. The big one that we're hearing about is Quartz. Quartz is leaving 37 counties in Wisconsin this year. So they are really reducing their coverage area to like Dane and La Crosse, but there are a lot of counties that a lot of people are going to be impacted by that change. But we're also seeing some other companies reduce the amount of plans they have, like United Healthcare, Aetna, iCare is dropping most of their plans, Care Wisconsin is dropping their plans, and then there's some Aetna ones that are also going to be canceling by the end of the year.
Why is that, do you think?
Well, I don't know if the companies just have too many plans. Maybe they're trying to consolidate because there were a lot of options out there. And then maybe some of the plans they were just finding weren't profitable, or it could be that Medicare maybe even told them that the policies weren't meeting clients' needs, because there's a certain standard Medicare expects from these companies. And if they don't follow the rules and regulations, Medicare can actually tell them that those policies need to be terminated. So we could be seeing that for some of the plans as well.
And if somebody got the letter, it's sometimes overwhelming to see, oh, yeah, what do I do next?
Yeah,
what's the next step?
We're seeing people get really nervous about it. And I just want to reassure people, when your plan ends like that, you get an extended period of time. The normal open enrollment period is from October 15th to December 7th. But if your plan is completely ending and then leaving, you have until February to make that decision. So you have time to research and look what other plans are out there, and don't feel like you're rushed, because your plan is covering you through the end of this year. So you have some time to research what's out there. And there are still lots of plans. We've got Humana. United Healthcare still has some plans that are going to be offered. Security Health has plans. We have GHC, and Anthem Blue Cross is offering some plans. So there's a lot of resources available to them. The ADRC is one, but we have 1-800-MEDICARE, Medigap Helpline. You can go online if you don't want to talk to a person. Medicare.gov is a wonderful website that you can go and you can stick in your prescriptions and find out what plans might work for you. We are lucky to live in the area we live in. We have really knowledgeable pharmacists, and believe it or not, they help people with their prescription plans as well. And then, of course, the local insurance agents are out there and are a wonderful resource as well. So don't feel like you're stuck with just one place to go. There's a lot of options out there that you can get help figuring out what your next steps are.
Can you go over some of the changes for Medicare coming up?
Yeah. So in the Part D specifically, we do have one little piece of good news. The average premiums are dropping from 2025.
You don't hear that every day, do you?
Right. I know. I was actually pretty surprised myself, because most of the other numbers are going up. But the average premium was $48.37 last year, and now it's going to be $30.75. But the deductible, unfortunately, is going up. It was $590 last year, and now the deductible is going to be $615. And then the max out-of-pocket also saw a slight increase as well, and it was $2,000 last year, and this year's $2,100. And again, that's just a max out-of-pocket. there's a lot of people out there who might not even reach that. But if you're one of those person that has expensive drugs, that's the most you're going to see spending in 2026 is $2,100.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't take long to get to that limit, does it?
No, no. And people who are looking at really expensive medications, there is something called a payment plan out there with Medicare that can help spread out the cost. It doesn't reduce the overall cost, but like if you're looking at that $615 deductible, which it's all out of your pocket, right? 100% your cost. If that just seems overwhelming to you, there is a payment plan that can spread out the cost throughout the year. So that kind of help, you know, your budget and help you pay for your medications that you need.
Are you planning some face-to-face meetings then? I'm guessing that really kicks into gear now, doesn't
it? We do, yeah. I have a class called Welcome to Medicare that I try to do every month. It's the second Monday of every month. So there is one coming up on Monday. We have at least a half a dozen people signed up for it. But if you're interested in that refresher between Advantage plans and supplements, that class is available. There's also one on December 8th. You do need to call ahead of time because we need to know that you're coming. We have materials we prepare to hand out to you. So we really need to be contacted if you're wanting to attend one of these. But people have options. You know, if your plan is ending, there is choices between those Advantage plans maybe you were in or getting into a supplement. And knowing that difference can be confusing, but that class that I have goes through it in detail, and it's a really good opportunity to learn more about your insurance that you have.
If you've taken a class in the past, I'm guessing it's good to have that refresher.
Yes, yeah, because things do change with Medicare. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay the same year to year, and it seems like every year around this time we're getting notices that something is getting mixed up and changing on us.
How does it work then? When can you start drawing Medicare? Is that
so when you turn 65, you can start drawing Medicare Part A, which is your inpatient hospital care. And people who have worked, you know, like around 10 years, that is a free insurance to you. And it can work in conjunction with your employer health coverage. So there's no reason not to sign up for A when you turn 65. It's not a have to. The have to comes when you decide to retire and you're going to lose your insurance. Then you have to sign up for Medicare and you have like 6 months after the end of your employer health insurance to get enrolled into Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's if you're thinking about retirement, it's a good idea to start planning, maybe look into these classes, attend one, you know, start asking the questions and doing the research to figure out what you need to do.
What works for one doesn't always work for the other, though, right?
Everybody's different. Oh, that is so true of the prescription plans that we're looking at the open enrollment for. You could talk to your neighbors, you could talk to friends, but the plan that they're in might not be the best plan for you. It really is all dependent on which medications you're taking. And also, like, if you have a certain pharmacy you want to go to, because believe it or not, you plug in those prescriptions and the same medicine will cost different from pharmacy to pharmacy. So it's important to compare pharmacies and it's important to look at your prescriptions to see what those costs for you individually would be. You really can't talk to a friend and what works for them is not going to be necessarily the best for you.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it wouldn't be the same cost at every pharmacy.
Yeah, it shocks me every time, but I always encourage people, even if you have somebody you're really, you know, loyal or partial to, just for your own benefit, it doesn't hurt to do the comparison. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean you're stuck with one person over the other. It just gives you that information about what your costs are going to be where. So it's just always in your best interest to do some comparison.
And the open enrollment coming up here, and again, you've got plenty of ample time to
yes.
you know, have a meeting and find out more information.
Yep. So this enrollment, just a reminder, is for people with Medicare Part D plans, also Medicare Advantage plans with prescriptions. This is not the time to change if you're looking at just Medicare Advantage. There is a separate enrollment period for that. So if you're in a standalone Medicare Advantage plan, that enrollment for you to change will come in January. So there's two different ones, and it always kind of throws people off. But this one right now is focusing on plans that are prescription plans or include a prescription plan.
You have to probably go to classes yourself, don't you? Because, I mean, it changes so rapidly.
It does. And, you know, a lot of people are very surprised to find out that I don't know know things before they know things. Our classes and our training for this just started this week on Monday. We just got classes, and on Tuesday, I just got the list of Advantage plans that are staying in our area. So I really am just getting this information right before enrollment starts. The companies have to notify their clients first. So you as a client might come in and be surprised that I won't know what you know because you're getting that notice before I am.
So for somebody like me that's not real computer savvy, it can be a little daunting. Do you have people that can help someone out?
Yeah, definitely. So all of those resources, if you're comfortable with the call, you know, you can call the 1-800-MEDICARE, the Medigap helpline, a prescription drug helpline, or you can go in person to your insurance agents or talk with your pharmacist. And then, of course, we are a resource as well. So what I do during open enrollment is if you're interested in me helping you compare plans, is you call in, you say, hey, I want help comparing my plans. We write down your name. I have a form, a screening form that you fill out, give to me, and then I will run your plan finders, and then you get to choose which way you want it back, email, mail, or you could come pick it up. And then if you need that help enrollment, you mark that on that sheet, and I will reach out to you to assist you in enrollment. Now, I'm only one person, so there's thousands of people in our county. I'm not going to be able to do everybody, but as many as I can, I do try to help every open enrollment. But there are multiple ways to get enrolled and find out what plans you need.
And you have a very capable staff, too.
We do, yes. We have three INA specialists, this information assistant specialists, that work at the ADRC. They are the ones who are kind of on the front lines, because they talk to everybody who walks in or who calls in who's new to our agency. So everybody touches base with one of them first, and then they kind of figure out what people are needing, and they kind of help direct them where they need to go. So not everybody who's coming in maybe needs to see me, but they might need another resource, and those specialists are just, they're excellent at knowing what those are and helping people get where they need to go. But if you are coming to the ADRC for the first time, you will be meeting our wonderful receptionist, and then she'll help get you hooked up with whoever the specialist of the day is, and then they will help assist you with getting to where you need to go.
We talk about ADRC of Eagle Country, and you kind of informed me before we started that there's someone like you in every single county. So you don't cover three or four counties.
So people get really confused by that, because what is Eagle Country? Well, it is actually a group of counties together. So Eagle Country includes Richland, Juneau, and Crawford. So if you're listening to me from the southern part of the county in Muscadet area, you would probably go see Ashley down in Crawford County. And then if you're up in the north in the Juneau County, you'd go to Amy, who's in Juneau County ADRC. And then every county, wherever you are in the state, has an elder benefit specialist, and they're all gearing up right now. They're all learning and at these classes that I'm at this week and trying their best to do what they can to help everybody sort through this confusion that is open enrollment and help you find what plans and next steps you need to take.
Do all the specialists go out for coffee once in a while and compare notes?
We do have meetings from time to time throughout the year. In fact, we just had a regional meeting with the Eagle Country just, I want to say, 2 weeks ago, where we did some team building activities and got to work with each other. That was kind of a fun day with lots of learning.
So this is the real stretch drive for a year. What goes on the rest of the year, though? Is it a little bit more relaxed, or is there always something, never a dull moment?
There's always something. So besides, helping people transition from the workforce into retirement and getting signed up for those Medicare benefits, I do help people with disability claims that are above 60. So anybody who's finding themselves, with a diagnosis, newly diagnosed, or maybe you've been struggling for years and it's just now making it so you can't work. That is something that I help with as well. Insurance is a crazy thing that's always changing. And so, there could be changes throughout the year. Plans that set what their coverage is today can change throughout the year. We saw it last year with SOC. They had issues with one of their insurance companies dropping out from their local hospital. So then they had to scramble and get people re-enrolled into new programs. So things like that that happen, or maybe you just move to the area and then we help get you signed up for benefits that are specific to our county. So there's always something happening for sure. And people are retiring all throughout the year. So they are always coming to us to say, oh my goodness, what do I do next? Because Medicare is a unique thing and it's very complex, and some days it just makes your head spin.
Now, you bring up an interesting point, because we've heard that where certain hospitals maybe don't accept an insurance, and that, yes, maybe that happens in mid-year, and you don't want to have to drive to, you know, maybe an hour for a hospital that does,
right,
accept that.
Yeah, it's very important when you're looking at these plans that you're making sure that your providers you are already seeing or wanting to continue see are going to be in your network if you're in a Medicare Advantage plan. That's actually one of the biggest difference between a supplement and an Advantage plan is Advantage plans have networks. Supplements do not. So if you're really fond of Gunderson, that's the one that comes to mind, because Quartz is about the only Advantage plan that's contracted with Gunderson, and Quartz just left our area. So what is everybody who's a Gunderson patient going to do? Well, unfortunately, your options are going to be limited, right? But there are supplements out there that can help cover you, and those are don't have networks. So anywhere that a hospital that accepts Medicare will accept you. So that might be an option that you want to look into, but it is very important to keep that in mind that Advantage plans have networks, and you need to make sure you do your homework, you know, contact the plan you're looking at and make sure your doctor and hospital are people you can continue to see.
Social Security sign up too. That's somewhat overwhelming sometimes for people. What's a tip if somebody's kind of contemplating needing to draw or wanting to draw?
So there are a few resources available for that too. Social Security is still doing phone applications, but I will warn you that you really need to plan in advance for that, because they usually are about 6 weeks out for their phone appointments. So if you want to do it that way, just make sure you're planning ahead for your retirement. I can help do third-party online applications. I have done that with people before. It's not a really difficult process. It's on the computer, and a lot of people are just not quite, you know, confident with that computer set. So if that's you, you know, I am a local resource that can help walk you through that if you don't want to set up that phone appointment. But people who are more computer savvy can do it right off the Social Security website. And they encourage people to create a Social Security account, because if you do that, you have a lot more access to your information and a lot more ability to change your Social Security resources.
Mm-hmm. So that time is coming for some of us, but I think sometimes just to check in and see, you know, in advance, you know, maybe when you want to draw and those kind of things.
Exactly. Keeping an eye on what your benefit amount is and kind of planning ahead is always a good idea.
Great. Some other things you wanted to talk about today, Rose?
Well, just make sure you're watching your mail. I know it's overwhelming right now because there's a lot of letters coming at you from lots of companies. They're, you know, of course, they're wanting to kind of snag you from a different company. But ones in particular from your insurance company, you need to be opening and reading right now, because you need to find out, is your plan going to stay the same? This is not the time to be complacent and just say, oh, well, whatever I had, I'm going to keep for next year. Because if you're not watching that mail, one of your plan could be one of those ones ending. Hmm. And you don't want to be caught off guard and all of a sudden be scrambling to figure out what you should do next. So really be reading your notices from your insurance company right now. And then, you know, if you haven't changed plans in a long time, it's really a good idea to be checking and getting those plan comparisons from people to find out what the best plan is for you. Some people just stay with it for the sake of ease, but it might not be your most cost efficient or best coverage plan, because these do change every year. So it's a good idea to look at it, especially if you've had the same plan for a while. So yeah, just be very vigilant right now. Remember that December 7th is the deadline. I personally set a deadline for myself. I stopped taking enrollments applications on November 24th, because I need time to process it before that deadline hits. So if you're hoping for me to help you, just keep in mind that around Thanksgiving is kind of, I draw the line, and I have to, unfortunately, after that point, send people to these other resources, because I need to help. It's kind of a first come, first serve basis as far as my help comes. And I do want to help people. I just am only one person. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Trying to get those in the deadline. Then how many approximately do you do a day then, Rose?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. It varies depending on the day and how many clients I have coming in. But over the course of the season, I mean, over 100 easily, sometimes close to 200. I know my previous benefit specialist had hundreds that she would process. Last year, I think I had around 130 that I did in that time frame. And it sounds like a long time, but it really doesn't feel very long at all. October 15th to December 7th goes quick. But again, if your plan is ending, you do get that extra time. So it's really helpful for those people who are feeling at a loss, because I know hearing that your plan ends is scary, but it's not the end of everything. There are other options that will be out there for you, and we will help you get through that.
Like you said, it's easy to let it slide thinking, I don't want to deal with it and let it go, but it could be costing you some extra dough.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And unfortunately, if you let it slide and when your plan is one of the ones that ends, there are enrollment penalties when you do decide you need prescription help that Medicare will impose on you. And it doesn't sound like a lot. It's like 40 cents a month. But if you let a whole year go by, it adds up, and then it's a permanent penalty. It will stay on your account for the rest of your life. That's one that does not fall off. So you really do want to pay attention to these things. You don't want it to let it slide. And same with if you're approaching 65 or you're losing your employer coverage, there are penalties if you don't sign up within that window, and they can be permanent. So you just want to make sure you're taking action and not sitting around and just waiting for something to come to you. This is something that you really need to take action on yourself.
Can you be denied coverage if you let it slide and things?
That's not, we don't see a lot of that happening. If you may have to wait for an enrollment period if you let it slide and you're not in a period of time where they'll let you enroll, which means the longer you wait, the more you accrue that late enrollment penalty, of course. The biggest area we might see a denial is in supplements. If that's something you're interested in and you missed your guaranteed issue window, the companies do have a right to deny you coverage. They can assess your age. They can assess your medical history. And if they don't feel that they want to insure you, they do have that right if you miss your guaranteed issue window. So if you're in one of those plans that's ending right now, you have a guaranteed issue window. And so you should take advantage of that and start looking at plans and not miss out on that.
Mm-hmm. Dealing with insurance companies too, sometimes, you know, getting to the right person and, you know, finding somebody you can talk to, that's a challenge too.
It can be a challenge. We do have a resource at the ADRC that lists all of the local insurance agents. I encourage people to work local. These ones that are on television or that are calling you constantly, they're not necessarily from our state. So they are not going to know what the networks are here. They're not going to be familiar with the hospitals, but our local insurance agents live here. They work here. They know the hospitals and clinics. They're experts on their insurance policies, and they're going to know where you can go with their policies. So I really encourage you to work with people locally who are experts on what our hospitals are and what insurance companies they're contracted with. And we do have that guide available for free in the office that lists all of our agents. I've been working with them over the last week and a half to try to figure out which policies they're carrying. We try to keep that updated for everybody so that they can kind of look ahead of time and then decide who they want to go see.
Yeah, that's a good tip, because sometimes the glitz and glamour of that TV ad can maybe draw somebody
in. Yeah, well, and when you're getting called, like, I don't even know. I feel like my clients are telling me they're getting calls every hour or more sometimes around this time. It gets very frustrating, right? But you don't want to get pulled into something by somebody who doesn't necessarily know anything about our area.
Right. Good point. Rose, thanks for coming in. It's always good information.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And get some rest, because it's going to be another busy season.
I will try my best.
Appreciate what you do. That's Rose Welsh, Elder Benefit Specialist for Richland County, here on this portion of the Morning Show.